because that's all the American public thinks about. It's disgusting.
What are you talking about, Molly?
The media pays nauseating amounts of money to the stars they think will get the audience excited.
Oh, you're talking about Bo Derek, huh?
No, it's a guy. He is sexy, though.
Who is it? Robert Redford? John Travolta?
What's sexy about those guys? It's Dan Rather. He's got it all.
Plus $8 million, and worth every cent of it.
There's a place you gotta go for learning all you ought to know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
And when your books are what you're there about, but looks are what you care about,
the time is right.
While upstate New York braces for even more rain, the governor has declared the entire state a disaster area.
No kidding. The baseball field is a sea of mud. You know, I'm going to turn into flat if I don't get some exercise.
Why doesn't it stop? Haven't we been through enough?
The riding trails are underwater, the April dance has been canceled, and I don't even want to think what the rain is doing to my hair.
Get to skate soon, I'm gonna have to learn to walk.
Pray for a miracle, Tootie.
You may be the first person to skate on water. Well, at least they delivered the newspaper. Oh. Oh. Natalie, pop it in the oven so we can read it tomorrow.
How would you like it, medium or rare?
Hi, girls. I'm Mrs. Garrett.
Mr. Bradley, how are you doing?
Well, it's rough out there. We've been sandbagging all night. If that creek rises another foot, I don't know what's going to happen.
I do. We'll have to swim to class.
If it doesn't stop raining, we're going to lose the stable.
Stable? Chestnut is up there. He could drown.
Yeah, so could my two rabbits, Romeo and Juliet.
Let's go.
No, you're not going anywhere. If that dam goes, you could be under 8 feet of water.
But Mr. Bradley, what about Chestnut?
I'll take care of him later.
But Mr. Bradley...
You are staying here. Is that clear? Tootie? Blair?
Yes. Very clear.
But Romeo and Juliet hate thunder. I'm gonna have a couple of bummed out bunnies.
I know my rabbits. They'll find a way to forget the thunder.
Look, I've got to check the other dorms. Girls, everything is gonna be okay.
How bad is it?
Very bad. The dam's about to go.
I'm going to double-check the basement.
Swan, I'm getting to the stables, but if anyone asks, I'm upstairs studying. You understand?
And I'll be taking a very long shower.
But you just promised that you wouldn't go down there. We'll be back before we're missed. I got to get to those animals. What are we going to do now? Popcorn? Forget the popcorn. We've got a problem. Blair and Tootie just went down to the stable.
Nancy, where are you going?
Roger's driving over with my raincoat. I left it in his car. Front or back seat?
Well, it's not too bad down there. Barely enough water to float a duck. Hey, Nancy, this is lousy weather to take a stroll.
Roger's on his way over to the dorm. I'm going to stand outside so he doesn't get mixed up.
Standing outside won't cure that problem.
But you'll get drenched.
I do know how to open an umbrella, Mrs. Garrett.
Popcorn?
No, thank you.
Could you repeat that? Okay, thanks. I'm going off the air now. 73. K6YBV, this is W2JIO. This is Garrett. Do you know my ham radio buddy, K6YBV?
Well, we've never dated.
Well, he says Stony Point's been evacuated, and that's only 5 miles away.
Thanks for the warning. Hey, where's Tootie and Blair?
A little closer.
Don't talk with your mouth. Sue Ann, where are they?
Let me try to remember exactly what they said. I think Blair said I'll be upstairs studying, and Tootie's taking a very long shower.
Oh, fine.
I can't open this stupid thing.
Well, at least the umbrella's dry.
Damn it. Dam just broke. The water's pouring into Eastland Creek.
Does that mean the stables are in danger?
Oh, no, the horse. I just hope I can get him out of there.
Blair and Tootie!
What about Blair and Tootie? They aren't at the stables.
Oh, I don't like the way that creek keeps rising.
It's okay. He's trembling. He's sensing that we might be afraid.
Sharp horse. Don't worry, boy. We're gonna be just fine.
See? He's calmer.
I don't lie to my animals. I give them the straight truth. Rabbits, you're dead. I'm just kidding.
Don't be such a worrier, Tootie. Everything's gonna be just...
Oh, no! What do you mean, oh no?
That bridge we came across is washed out! What are we gonna do?
Tootie! Blair, thank God you're safe.
Mr. Bradley! How did you get here?
Well, I waded across the shallowest part of the creek where it's only waist high.
Wow! You got damp underwear for us!
I'm sorry, Mr. Bradley. We shouldn't have come down here. You must be furious at me.
Who has the time to be furious? I just got to figure out a way to get us all out of here.
We can't. We're trapped.
Blair, calm down.
The bridge is washed down. The water's getting higher.
Blair.
We're going to drown.
Are you going to slap her like they do in the movies?
Of course not. Blair's going to be just fine. Now, let's see if we can save the stable. Tootie, get me some bags. We'll fill them and stack them outside. Blair, cover your horse. He's shivering.
Right. Think of everything.
Well, that's the head part about being headmaster.
It's just wonderful how you take charge. Have you ever been through a flood?
Well, once my bathtub overflowed. Water's water.
Joking at a time like this. That's great.
Blair! And start shoveling.
Tootie, I'll handle this. Blair, see if you can find some more bags. I'll go outside and get some sand. Tootie, get the door.
Isn't he terrific? You know, I've always thought of him as headmaster. I just realized something. He's a man.
Rabbits, we are in trouble.
Roger, honey, I know you were trying to get to me, but it's a flood. I just hope your Subaru will be all right. That car is so full of memories, Roger. Roger? Hello?
It's dead. Mrs. Garrett, the phone is dead.
Oh, no. That's all we needed. Wait, what am I saying? No problem. We got Molly here. But she's much more reliable than the telephone company.
I'm glad you noticed. Mrs. Garrett, the roof is leaking in a bunch of places.
Yeah, one of my stuffed animals was totaled.
Not to panic.
Can you think of a better time?
Just go into the kitchen, take out some pots, and put them under the leaves.
I'll do it. It'll keep my mind off Roger.
How? Roger's such a drip.
Garrett, the water's right up to the stables, and I don't see how Blair and Tootie are going to get out of there.
Oh, girls, Mr. Bradley knows what he's doing. Trust him. And the most important thing for all of us to do is just keep our cool.
Mrs. Garrett!
What?
We're out of pots.
Are you telling me we don't have a pot to put the water in? Check the pantry.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Garrett, got a towel.
Cindy, you are soaked.
I know. I was in the basement.
What were you doing in the basement? And don't tell me the backstroke.
I was getting my spikes.
The fuse box is down there. Cindy, you could have been electrocuted. Nobody go near that basement. Oh, no. Not the electricity, too.
At least now it's safe to swim in the basement.
Better move a little faster. Make that a lot faster.
Can I help you carry that?
No. It's not very heavy. Get the door.
I'm really seeing a different side of Mr. Bradley. The sweaty side. You know, I never thought an older man could be so exciting and interesting.
Blair, are you off your perch?
What do you mean?
You're falling for old man Bradley.
You noticed?
Boy, you must really be hard up for good grades.
Water's coming in too fast. We're going to have to make a run for it. Now, I'm going to put you two on Chestnut and lead you across the narrowest part of the creek. Well, that's the plan. Just pray the current doesn't sweep us away.
I don't suppose you have a drier plan.
Goody, don't worry. Just pretend that you are a fairy princess. And this is your royal steed.
And you're my white knight? It's a pretty grim fairy tale.
All right, Blair.
I trust you completely.
Good. Ready?
I know what you're doing for us. And how dangerous it is. Thank you.
Blair.
Yes?
Up we go. Now, if the horse falls in the creek, swim hard for either bank. Judy, you want to get rid of those skates?
No way! If this ship goes down, I'm rolling through those pearly gates. Stephen, I want you to know, if we don't make it...
Take
off those skates. Roger, you're impossible. Roger, don't talk like that. What if Nancy were to find out?
Give me that phone. Hello? I was only kidding. The phone's still dead. I know, and I bet my mom is worried sick. Well, thank goodness the lights came back on.
Oh.
Mrs. Garrett, the water's getting higher out there.
It's getting higher in the basement, too. Any sign of Tootie, Blair?
No. Isn't there something we can do? I mean, can't we go out there and look for him?
Absolutely not. I know we're all worried, but Mr. Bradley knows what he's doing.
Mrs. Garrett, I was in a flood once back in Kansas City, and 38 people were lost.
And I bet they were all taller than Tootie.
It's Tootie! She's back!
I needed every one of these 8 lucky rabbit feet.
Hey, where's Blair, Mr. Bradley?
Blair's lagging behind because of the sprained ankle.
Sprained ankle?
Is she all right?
Mr. Bradley, what happened?
I fell crossing the creek, sprained my ankle, twisted my knee.
But we're back. Stephen was the bravest man I have ever seen.
Stephen. I'm sure he was.
It's Roger. He made it.
Hey, you're looking good, Roger.
Oh, no, Chestnut. I like the pattern of the rug just the way it is. Oh, no. I'm sorry, dear. Come on, out you go. That's right.
I'll take him round back and dry him off, Mrs. Garrett.
Boy, do I feel dumb. A lot of help I'm going to be now.
You took care of us. Now let us take care of you.
Yes, don't you worry about a thing, Mr. Bradley. The girls and I will take care of everything. Now here, let me get your foot up.
Mrs. Garrett, what are we going to do now? The telephone is dead.
Don't worry. Bring the horse back. I'll ride for help.
Relax, Paul Revere. Now, where does it hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, there. Sorry. Well, girls, you get the picture? We're in charge now.
Mrs. Garrett, you and the girls can't handle it. This is not the senior prom. It's a flood.
Mr. Bradley, you've always said that Eastland builds leadership and self-reliance. Well, here's a chance for the girls to prove it.
Right, right.
Because I'm afraid you've got a broken ankle.
Well, that's the worst it can be.
Good news. I got a hold of Kasich's YBV, and he's sending the National Guard to help us.
Good girl, Molly. We could use some help filling sandbags.
No, they can't spare any troops, but they're sending a guy in a 4-wheel drive truck to get us out of here.
Well, what about this place? We could all save it if we all pitched in.
Without me? Forget it. I want these girls taken to safety.
You treat them like they're little girls when they're competent young women. Come on, come on, give them a chance.
Mrs. Garrett, I am in charge here. Now, everybody upstairs and pack. Take only what's important to you. I mean now.
Okay, Mr. Bradley, you're the boss.
I'll stay here with you, Stephen. Can I massage your knee?
No. It'll be all... Massage my knee? Blair, better stop calling me Stephen.
We're alone.
Especially when we're alone. Now, we have to have a serious talk.
Yes, it is serious. At first, I thought it was just a crush. But it's more than that.
Blair, it's the most natural thing in the world for a student to think that she's in love with her headmaster. Especially when he's not unattractive.
But I don't think of you as attractive. No, it's deeper than that.
Look, you're a lovely young girl who should be interested in young men. I'm old enough to be your father.
Barely.
That is true.
Anyway, age doesn't mean anything when two people are as close as we are.
Blair, what you feel for me is not love. It's hero worship.
Oh, it isn't?
Yes, it is. Don't you see, you were a terrified little girl, and I went to the stable and saved you.
I was not terrified. Okay, so I was a little scared. I would have pulled myself together.
Oh, be honest. You were confused and panicky. I could see that little girl fear in your eyes.
Stop calling me a little girl. Tootie and I would have gotten out of there if you hadn't have shown up.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. We would have led Chestnut across the creek by ourselves.
And you would have found the safe place to cross.
Of course. And we wouldn't have twisted our knee or sprained our ankle doing it.
Well, it's easy to say you could have gotten out by yourself. Lucky you didn't have to prove it.
I don't have to prove anything. I don't know what I ever saw in you, but whatever it was, it's over.
What's all the shouting about?
Nothing.
Mr. Bradley and I were discussing how helpless women are, how we have to wait to be saved by men.
That's not what I said, Blair.
Well, what did you say?
What I said. Well, that's not what I said. What I meant was that women are extremely capable. They just have to become aware of their limitations.
Oh? We have limitations?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Bradley.
All right. I'm the National Guard. Hey, at ease.
I'm glad you're here. We're all ready to go.
All right, come on, everybody in the truck.
Not on your life.
Hey, what is this, a false alarm here?
Tell me, are all the schools in the Peekskill area being evacuated?
Some of them, but they're on lower ground.
Uh-huh. What about Bates Academy, the boys' school?
They're toughing it out, you know, filling sandbags, digging your runoff channels.
Do you think we're in any real danger?
Not if you had some real men here who can handle a shovel.
That was the wrong thing to say.
It sure was, Metalhead.
We can shovel it as well as any man.
Okay, look. Is anybody going to get in the truck or not?
I think Mr. Bradley should. He's got to get that ankle x-rayed.
Well, I can't leave. I'm the only one standing between the girls and the flood.
Hey, I wouldn't pull that hero stuff, Pops.
Yeah. You got to know your limitations, Pops. Oh, don't you worry, Mr. Bradley. The girls and I can handle everything. And you need a doctor to look at that ankle. How about it, Mr. Bradley? We can do it.
Come on, get over here, Mr. Bradley.
Hey, you listen to her. She's tougher than my sergeant.
Yeah, I guess she is. All right. It's all yours, Edna. You can handle it.
You ready? Ups and daisy.
Okay, girls, get into your work clothes.
Okay. Mr. Bradley, thank you for saving us. You really are a hero.
You're welcome, Blair.
Hey, look, girls, after I dump,
Mr. Bradley?
Yeah, whatever. I'd like to come back and maybe help you out.
Thank you. We're fine. Definitely come back.
You out, soldier.
Don't you want your jammies or anything?
Move out, metalhead.
I'll help him.
Okay, girls, let's give this flood some relief and show them how it's done.
Yeah!
All right, Sue Ann, Natalie, Molly, get the shovels out of the shed.
All right.
Nancy, Judy, go check the drain pipe on the front porch.
Okay. And I'll help you bail out the basement, okay, Mrs. Garrett?
Great. I'll teach you how to work a sump pump. Well, what are you standing around for, Blair? Get into your designer disaster outfit and grab a plunger.
Sure. Mrs. Garrett, what's a plunger?